Jesus, as a child, was a loner. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Bible Stories. Jesus, as a child, was a loner. As Jesus was growing up, as was the custom of the people in those days, they would go and visit relatives, and Jesus would go and visit his cousin John the Baptist, and it was some distance away, and to walk there would take a considerable time, and then naturally you'd stay there for a month or two, and then when the end of your visit came and you came back home, you'd walk back home, and when you'd come in the house, your mother would say, "Well, Jesus, did you have a good time at John's house?" And Jesus would say, "Yes, Mom, I did, but I had all sorts of neat experiences." "Well, that's fine, Jesus. Now, I'm too busy. You go and play." And so Jesus would go and play, and he would go and do the things that children in his time did to amuse themselves. But when he was visiting with John the Baptist, he went to visit John, and he was there for maybe about a day, and then he would go off on other visits. And they didn't think anything about it. He was there, and then he went away. And he didn't say anything about where he went, because most of the time they didn't say where they went, because they never thought about where they went. Well, Jesus toured the world. He toured all over the universe. He was a being who knew things, and who dreamed of traveling the world, traveling the universe, talking to people and sharing with people. He dreamed of doing, but his dreams were real. He did what he dreamed about. He did what he thought about. I say, "Well, how do you know this?" Well, because I know who Jesus was, and I know how Jesus acted, and I know that Jesus could do anything he chose to do. So anything I choose to think that Jesus chose to do, he could well have done, and quite likely did do. And the more we realize that when we intuitively turn in to experiences that we think we are not totally familiar with, we are all of a sudden privy to knowledge that we never dreamed we would be aware of. Now, when we start thinking about what Jesus did as a child, it's really terribly important. It's just terribly, terribly important that we know these things. And because it's not terribly important, and not even because it is, but because it's not terribly important, we are more flexible with our thinking. We allow ourselves to be a little more lenient in the possibilities of what could have happened. And so, if we are any kind of a dreamer at all ourselves, we immediately think Jesus would do what we would do should we have that opportunity, should we live in that consciousness. Now, if Jesus was as brilliant as he was, and he certainly was, if he was one who would stump the priests and the rabbis in the temple at the age of 12, he was no slouch. So, when Jesus traveled around the world, he didn't travel around the world as a student. And this is what many tried to proclaim that he did, because they are students. He traveled the world as a sharer. He shared who and what he is. And he shared with these people these great principles, the parables that were simple and easy to understand. And the people of the world understood them. Now you see, there's another gift that Jesus had that we sometimes don't recognize. And Jesus had the ability to speak in tongues. He could speak any language and any dialect wherever he might be. And so when he is in these foreign countries to him, he spoke their language. And speaking their language in these foreign countries, the people there took him as some local sage or some local being, or just listened to him because he had pretty stories. And Jesus could tell good stories. He was a storyteller par excellence. And his storytelling didn't begin just at the time that we know of it from the Bible stories. He was doing this all of his life. All of his life. Every concept he wanted to share with others, he'd tell a story. And because he told a story, the concepts were easily accepted and easily listened to and enjoyed. But the magic of Jesus, which we have seen demonstrated, the magic of Jesus is that he could speak any language in any dialect. And in speaking any language in any dialect, the people just naturally listen to him because he's kind of charming, a cute young boy with nice stories and beautiful stories that had real punch to them, real power to them. There were stories that had a moral to them. There were stories that had a purpose. And the people listened. And so all over the world, the impact of this young man was felt again and again and again. And the people listened. And the people heard. And the people thought, how beautiful. And sometimes they would write his words down, but most of the time they just lived it. So wherever he was, wherever he went, he shared that. Now, you say, well, how could he travel those great distances? There were no airplanes or any other type of transportation. How did he do it? Well, how do you think he did it? How do you think that a master consciousness traveling the world would travel the world if he chose to do it? And also be understood. If he could be understood by the people furthest away from him in a group of 5,000 as well as the person most near, you can be sure he had the ability to travel. If he could walk on water, if he could visit with the elders of the past who were in his present, he could certainly travel by teleportation wherever he chose to be. Mentally, just go here, go there, just because it was amusing. He was here to be himself and have fun. He said that at all times. He said, be yourself, know yourself. God is a God of love. Everything is love. Be yourself and have fun. So, should you be walking down a road in Africa, a road in South America, a road in North America, a road in Iceland or Greenland or up where the Eskimos live or where whomever lives, if you were in the Norwegian areas, if you were wherever people are, talking to the Chinese people, to the Japanese people, talking to the Taiwanese people, talking to people wherever they may have been. And he wasn't rushed. He had no train or plane or car to catch. He just was there when he wanted to be. And he looked around the countryside and he blessed everything. There are people today that are traveling the country much like Jesus does, and they're traveling the country and they're blessing it just like he does. They're telling stories of peace and love and harmony. And so throughout the entire world, there is a general concept of peace that people are enjoying and following everywhere. And this general concept of peace did not come just because that was what it accidentally happened. It's because some beings consciously are traveling the world, are living examples of what they believe. They're the Pollyannas who go here and change their community by being themselves. Oh, they sometimes have a tough time, and sometimes they're not appreciated, but they don't really care about that. They just go and do what comes natural to them. But you can be sure that the years of Jesus' life were spent in enjoying himself and traveling the universe, traveling the world, sharing with everyone everywhere what he believed. And he believed that the Father is within and that each of us is God. And this is what he taught, and this is what we can believe and live our lives on if we choose. And perhaps in one of our wilder moments or saner moments, we might choose to travel like he did. And as we travel like he does, then we are experiencing like he does. I think that'd be kind of fun. In fact, it is, isn't it? I love you. I love you. I love you.